CITR 101.9, great tune there from Fine Times, who gave us a fine performance on Friday night for Discorder's second monthly launch event, which we started a month earlier, being the second month in a row. And of course, this is Discorder Radio on CITR 101.9. Last Friday at the Cobalt, I'm referring to, was a great show. Dirty Spells kicked it off, and then Fine Times, who you just heard there with Into the Mechanarium. That's the show. That's the song they close the show with, and that's the song we're opening Discord Radio with today. What's happening, Wade? Here it's 4:35 on a absolutely gorgeous Tuesday in Vancouver. If you're listening on the World Wide Web, you should be very, very jealous of how amazing the weather is in Vancouver right now. People out in droves, parks, beaches. It's just, the city is alive right now. They're also alive with Canuck fever. Well, I don't know how alive they are. They're kind of just hanging by a thread. Canucks playing the San Jose Sharks tonight in game 4. Hopefully the Canucks will win and we can continue the playoff buzz. So lots is happening in Vancouver. It's a great day. Glad you're listening, whether it be on the web or on CITR 101.9. Lots happening over the next 25 minutes of the Discord Radio Show. Unfortunately, CJ is not here, but Laurel is. She's walking right now. She's looking a little bit sweaty, so we're going to let her decompress. In the meantime, we're going to play some music from Cascadia. Thank you very much, Sarah accordingly, for getting the list updated for us. This is number 1 on the CITR 30 this week from the Level Trust EP, Cascadia, Deny, CITR 101.9 on the Discorder Radio Show. CITR 101.9, Cascadia with Deny on the Discorder Radio Show. CJ is away. He's in New York City, the jet setter that he is. But Laurel B is here, our fearless leader, editor-in-chief. Laurel, let's get your mic up.
Hello.
There you go. Nice. Okay, you decompressed a little bit from your epic ride up the UBC Hill.
Yeah, I'm okay now. sort of, I don't look that way, but I'm all right.
I don't even ride that hill. I usually take the bus. I put my bike in the front of the bus.
No bus pass. It's beautiful out. You never know when this is going to turn to rain. You got to ride bikes while the sun shines.
True, although according to the my very accurate, so far, weather app on my iPhone, it's going to turn around midday on Saturday. So we've got another 4.5 days.
I will be on my bike in it as many minutes as possible from now until mid-Saturday.
Nice.
Guarantee it.
And are you going to be biking to any shows between now and then?
What day is it today?
Today's Tuesday, May 7th.
Right. Today.
3 days after the great, great show we had on Friday, by the way.
Yay!
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a hit. I'm still all tapped out from Friday. No, actually, I'm going to be here for tonight and tomorrow night, and then I got to go to town again on the weekend, so.
And where will you be going to this time?
To the exotic land of Vancouver Island.
Yep.
Ooh.
You can do some research. You're going to check out a bunch of shows and,
I'm probably going to the most isolated place I could possibly go to. Oh. We will be the show.
And where is that?
Just up to the north end of the island.
Oh, like Port Hardy or something?
Telegraph Cove, wow. Actually.
Who's playing there?
I can't. Oh, shoot. I shouldn't be saying no. There's no way my dad's listening right now. We're going to go up and surprise my dad for his birthday.
Okay.
And he lives there. I used to live there myself. So I think there's like maybe 2 or 3 full-time residents now. So. Maybe see some wildlife, like actual wildlife, like cougars or bears or maybe some whales.
Nice.
Seals, sea lions, some birds, local flora and fauna, boats, possibly.
See, here at Discord Radio, we don't just talk about the local Vancouver music and EC. We talk about flora and fauna and the natural, beautiful BC coast and the natural environment here in this beautiful province of ours.
We're varied. We're a varied bunch.
Yes.
Pardon me.
But just to bring it back to music matters.
Back to the urban jungle.
Yes. It was a great show on Friday. Now, we've got and not to put you in the spot, because we haven't really talked about this much off air, but so the last couple months, on Friday nights, the first Friday of the month at the Cobalt, we've been doing this launch party. It's been very successful so far. It's been great to see Discorder Magazine now in their 30th year.
Yeah.
They've got the radio show, which you're obviously listening to, and now this live showcase monthly. Are we going to have a June live showcase, or is the 30th anniversary party going to trump that?
The 30th birthday and fundraiser is going to be taking the place of that because, that's going to be May 31st at the Biltmore, and it's the fundraiser and the birthday party, and we're going to have a pretty sweet lineup of bands for that.
Can you tickle and tease us a little bit with who we're going to hear?
No. I'm not going to yet. I'm not doing it yet.
Okay.
I think we do have some confirmed bands, but I want to, I think we'll do like the big shebang all together next week.
Okay. Can we do the big shebang live on air?
I don't see why not.
Okay.
Sure. We'll do it. We're doing it live on air.
Okay.
Next Tuesday.
All right. When CJ's back, we'll all have a, just like old times. We haven't had the three of us sit around for a while.
It's been ages.
It's a busy time of year, but he'll be back. I'm excited to talk about that. Set up the 30th anniversary party. In the meantime, let's get back to the music. We're going to hear a track from Zeus right now, who is also on the top 30 list this week. But we're going to play one of their older tracks that currently is on CBC's playoff playlist.
Amazing.
So is your dad a hockey fan?
He loves, he used to love the, they like the Canucks just because they need something to watch, but they became a big fan of the Kings recently because Willie Mitchell is actually from Port McNeil, which is right by Telegraph Cove.
Ah.
So they got to like hold the cup last year, and it was like one of the greatest things in like Telegraph Cove history.
Cool.
And, well, I'm sure there's greater things, but yeah, they like their hockey up there, so.
I became a bit of a pseudo Kings fan in the final because Jason Williams, who plays for the Kings. Mm-hmm. He's a good friend of a friend of mine.
Nice.
And 6 months earlier, I was at the Ultimate Sports Bar in Toronto. We were watching some hockey, and Jason Williams was sitting with us. That was pretty cool. And then 6 months later, I'm out at the exact same bar, and we're watching the Kings win the Stanley Cup.
Amazing.
And Jason Williams is hoisting the cup.
Amazing.
In the same bar I met him at 6 months earlier. It was pretty cool.
Amazing.
Yeah. Anyways, enough of our little personal tales about Stanley Cup lore. But here is Zeus with Kindergarten on the playoff playlist, coming back with New Pornographer's Interview. And you're listening to Discorder Radio on CITR 101.9.
Woo. Nice work. Whoops.
Okay, that song is not ready. So plan B, we're going to play some New Pornographers for you here on CITR 101.9. This is the track Use It for New Pornographers, Discorder Radio.
Something keeps turning us on. You hold up the cup you've been searching for since you were young. When you still had the bones of an idol. If you still had the bones of
bed tracks recorded while we're here, then we'll continue.
That was the New Pornographers with Use It on Discorder Radio, and now we are going to hear a bit from an interview with A.C. Newman of the band, who I had the distinct pleasure of interviewing on Saturday when they were here to play a free show at the corner of Georgia and Cambie. And this was recorded literally about 10 minutes before they went on. So if you're hearing some banging noise in the background, it's just the authentic sounds of what a soundcheck sounds like when you're playing a free outdoor show in Vancouver. So here's A.C. Newman in interview this past Saturday on Discorder Radio.
Hopefully we'll have a record done by the fall, and then it'll come out sometime in spring next year.
Can we expect any material from the new record?
Three members have even heard them.
Okay. So just going to play the hits today for the crowd?
Pretty much, yes.
Nice. Well, you got a nice big catalog of hits to choose from. Anyways.
Yeah, it gets hard after a while to play when you have five albums.
Do you tend to favor stuff from the most recent album, or on these kind of shows, would you want to play more of the...
It's pretty even. I think when we're touring an album, you try and concentrate on that album. But now that, you know, we're not touring that album, we're sort of a one-off show, it's pretty evenly distributed. You know, between the last four albums, I'd say... No, wait. At least between the last three albums, it's pretty evenly distributed. But we're doing at least a couple songs from every album.
I mean, I find myself just in the last couple of days listening to the Together album a lot more, just because it's the most recent one. So mm-hmm. I wonder if there was that kind of same, almost visceral reaction, because it's the one that's in the most the mindset of people as the most recently played material.
It's hard to say. I mean, to a certain degree, that is. But you know, we have a lot of. I feel like every album has like a few songs that we just have to play. And, you know, and Dan Behar from Destroyer, he's playing with us today. So, you know, I feel like, oh, we got to do a bunch of Dan songs because Dan's not always playing with us. So, you know, we're concentrating, you know, on trying to do a lot of Dan songs. So we're doing a few songs we haven't played in a few years. That's cool.
Nice.
Like one from Challengers we rarely play, and then one from Electric Version we barely play. And then a Dan song from our first record, which we don't play that much, so... It'll be cool that way.
So a nice healthy mix of recognizable, you know, so I guess radio singles as well as ones that were kind of in the back half of the
album. I don't know, we never had a radio single, so we've always just been sort of a, you know, we're an underground band. The idea of a single seems sort of absurd.
Well, I guess from CITR standpoint, we're, you know, I guess we've been playing bands like the New Pornographers for for the last 30 years, so
I mean, I guess there are focus songs on every album. Like, you know, like on our last record, it's like Moves and Crashiers and Sweet Talk are like, you know, the focus songs, I guess. So, you know, we do those, definitely.
Do you have a personal favorite song? Like, I know some bands, I've got like other bands sort of have, they'll go through a phase of like, oh, this was my favorite song from that album, or this was...
I don't know. Well, obviously the songs I didn't write, like the Dan songs, I always like the most. Like, you know, I really love Myriad Harbor.
I showed that on the radio this morning, actually.
Yeah.
So there goes the theory of not having any singles.
Yeah, that's one of my favorite, one of my favorite songs of ours. And then, I like Bleeding Heart Show. I like Moves. I don't know. It's hard to be a judge of your own songs. When you're on tour and you're playing them all the time, you get really sick of them. But then if you leave it for a while, I was at my sister's place yesterday on Canby Street, and our song Use It came on the radio just randomly, and I thought, oh, that's a pretty good song. You know, I hadn't listened to it in so long. And, like, in my mind, I thought, I'm so sick of that song. I don't want to play that song. But then when I heard it on the radio, I thought, oh, it's pretty good. We should play this one. This is one of our good ones.
There is that kind of, I think it was...
Feeling love, I kept it babe. So
Radio CITR 101.9 Moves and Use It. And in between those two tracks, we heard an interview from this past Saturday at the Free Red Bull show with the New Pornographers, playing a free show for us here in Vancouver. We're about to get on out of here. Andy's coming up next with The City, and we're going to play one quick last track dedicated to a local artist called Kala Motil, who is actually heading to Toronto to try to find greener pastures and more better musical fortunes in the Big Smoke. We wish her the best of luck. And in the meantime, here's her track, The Simple Life. Talk to you next week. Once again, this is Discord Radio, CITR 101.9. Go Canucks, go.
You've washed away all you've ever known. You've come to your senses. You feel the noise. Don't hide away. Just let go, let go. It'll take you right to where we're meant to be, meant to be. Our abilities for this simple life, we can travel far and wide. Oh, 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 oh. Simple life, simple life, simple. Thank you.